welcome to today's episode of How to Raise Baby Chicks. My name is Mayette Theonider, and I am here with you for the next 16 weeks, every day, showing you how to raise baby chicks so that they're healthy. I'm also the founder of Pampa Chicken Mama, and we also have a line of chicken treats and chicken feed and herbal treats for backyard chickens, which have inspired this series. So today, what we're going to talk about is what is the perfect temperature to let your chicks go outside in? I get this question a lot. People just say, hey, like, is it warm enough? How do I know if it's warm enough to put my chicks outside? What do I do? So that is what has inspired today's video. It's actually pretty simple. As you can see behind me, we actually have had to upgrade to 2 brooders now, as opposed to just the 1. Now that everybody's getting bigger, they just need more room. So when to let your baby chicks go outside is actually a really simple solution. It's really a simple question to answer. If it is sunny like today, right? Obviously I've let my chicks outside, and if it's warm, if there's not too much wind is a big one, then it's pretty much okay to let your chicks go outside. I shoot for days where it's like 75, 80, and I give them some sun and partial shade, right? You always want to give them some shade so that they can get out of the sun, but especially if like they have partial sun, even if it's 75, which is not necessarily the temperature you want in the brooder, you're probably going to want it to be more. It's still okay because the sun is warm. Now, something to keep in mind is the weather, all right? So if the weather is cloudy but it's warm, then it's probably okay to let them go outside, right? The idea is that you just want them to be warm. If it's raining, you don't want to put them outside. Just don't. Like, I don't care what the temperature is. They're not going to be able to handle it. Just don't do that. It's a bad idea. But if it's sunny, and if it's about 75 to 80 degrees, I probably usually wait until it's about 80 degrees to let them out. And when readers email me and ask this question, I tell them about 80 degrees. It's just a good sort of neutral number. The problem with much higher than that is you might be looking at heat exhaustion and heat stress, heat stroke, that kind of thing. In the brooder, I've noticed that, in the house, in the brooder, 100 degrees feels different than 100 degrees outside, especially if you have the sun beating on you. So if it's that warm, I probably would stick to leaving them indoors. But if it's a sunny day, 80 degrees, partially cloudy, not raining, then I think that's a good day to let them go outside. And you could do that. I probably would start doing that probably about day 2 or 3. You don't want to do it on the first day because they're just getting used to life and they're really tired from breaking out of those shells. But, probably day 3 and day 4. I mean, these guys are 4 days old. We've been doing this for, two days now. Maybe they're 5 days old. I can't remember what day they are exactly at this moment. But, the first and second day we didn't do it. But they love it. They like going outside. They've been asking for it. So we decided to give it a try and they love it. Now, when it comes to sort of letting them go outside, some readers think that, you can just let them wander around your yard and it's okay. That's actually not a good idea because when they're this young, they don't have the judgment skills, basically. They don't have the strength to really take care of themselves, right? So it's our job to take care of them for them. So what you can do is you can either use the Tupperware bins like these, and that's good because it lets them get outside in the air, it lets them feel the warmth, it lets them feel like chickens, right? It lets them feel like chickens without them being able to just sort of wander off anywhere. And it also protects them from other chickens, other animals getting at them. We really haven't had any problems with like older chickens coming after the chicks when they're in this. Another reason to put them outside is for vitamin D. They obviously are going to get vitamin D from the sun. Without it, you can have all sorts of growth problems. All right, so that is today's video about how to raise baby chicks, when you can let your chicks go outside. I hope it's helped you. If it has, please leave me a note below or leave me a note below and let me know what questions you have about raising baby chicks. If you've enjoyed this video, please go ahead and subscribe and be sure to click the notification bell to be notified when we upload videos, which is every day. Every day, at least for the next 16 weeks. Thanks for watching. Take care, and I'll see you soon. Bye.